There's no doubt that large tracts of our frozen wilderness are undergoing dramatic changes. But what about the largest body of ice of all, Antarctica? We have already seen how, even here, animals living around the fringes are starting to be affected by climate change, including chinstrap penguins. But for another penguin, the adélie, the consequences are even more extreme.
I arrived here for the first time in 1974. This part of the world was just incomprehensibly wild. It was filled with life. Antarctica absolutely captured me.
Professor Bill Fraser has dedicated his entire 45-year career to studying the adélie penguin.
What really fascinated me was the incredible hardiness of these penguins. Feisty, determined, beautiful little animal. But this environment is changing. In the last 45 years, the tremendous warming that has occurred has had an incredible impact. The changes have been very rapid, more rapid than anyone anticipated.
Bill has witnessed firsthand how these changes have affected one of the largest colonies of adélies on the western side of the Antarctic Peninsula.
4 decades ago, this area contained 20,000 adults. Currently, we only have somewhere in the order of 400 breeding pairs. One of the issues that adélies are clearly experiencing right now is just the increasing rainfall. Adélies are a creature of the high Antarctic. They evolved in a dry, cold polar system. They simply cannot tolerate being continuously wet. The chicks are soaking. The rain is penetrating their down, breaking down their ability to insulate themselves. That's why you see they're shivering, because they're just trying to maintain their body temperature and they can't. Sad. This tiny chick, at this point, has zero chances of surviving. They can't even react to the presence of a predator. We are standing, looking at climate change actually killing off these adélie penguins, one at a time.